Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America, and all fellow real estate investors, and welcome to the Real Estate Mastermind. Your host, Peter Gardini, here, coming to you from the wonderful state of Maine, and hoping to talk to you tonight. Actually, I'm not hoping, I'm going to talk to you tonight about being successful as you're just getting started as a real estate investor. Today's date, by the way, is September 24th. It's 11 p.m., and this is the second rebirth of the podcast, the second of the rebirths. First one was last week, which was kind of an introduction to what's happening in the world and why I am doing this, why I've restarted this blog. The reality is, as I stated, is the market's always shifting. And your job as a real estate investor is to be able to adapt. And if you're experienced, you understand what's going on that you need to adapt to. You know, you understand the impacts of interest rates and the fact that there aren't any deals, or that there are too many deals and nobody is buying them, or you can't find renters, or that you're getting the highest rents possible. These are all things that experienced investors know how to tune into, and they know how to adjust their business model to be able to take advantage of where the market is going. And of course, if you're really good at this, you get good at figuring out where the market is headed, and you get out in front of it as best you can so that you're waiting for it when it's ready to give you lots and lots of profit. However, you're not my primary audience tonight. My primary audience tonight are the newbies, the investors who want to get into real estate, and there's any number of reasons. You know, when I got into real estate, my number one goal ultimately was to be able to do anything I wanted to do, anytime I wanted to do it, and wherever I wanted to do it. Now, at the time, and even today, I didn't have some wild scheme that I needed to own a $100 million yacht or anything. I just wanted a nice plot of land away from the hubbub and hecticness of an urban environment and to be able to do my own thing. That's what my wife and I wanted to do. And so we set out in real estate as our vehicle to make that happen. And by and large, with the expected and I'll almost say the necessary ups and downs, we've been living that life for about, I don't know, 15 years. Is that, maybe 14. And, you know, it works. And real estate has allowed us to do that. But I can tell you that we didn't end up there within the first 6 months of our getting started in real estate. It was a process. And for many new investors, they're not sure where to turn. They're not sure what their first steps are. And they're kind of out in the world by themselves. They may not even know what closing escrow is all about. They certainly might not understand what a contract to purchase a property looks like and what it means to them, the obligations they're under, the clauses that it needs to have or not have to give you greater flexibility. You know, managing tenants, that's a whole science, more art than science probably. You know, it's just any number of things that you're confronted with as a beginner. Now, most beginners, they'll go and they'll get started by joining their local REIA or participating in their real estate investment associations. Having founded one way back in 2002, maybe 2003, I don't remember the founding date, for the Mid-Atlantic Real Estate Investors Association down in Baltimore, I can tell you that that is a great place to start. However, it's not without its risks, and I don't know if I'll get into that in this particular radio show, but I am going to get into it in future ones. So you decide you're going to get started in real estate. A lot of people get into real estate because they get the dollar signs floating all through their head. They've been convinced by somebody, used to be the Ron LeGrands and Carlton Sheets, and, you know, that was back in my day, and I know I'm dating myself hugely by saying that, but nowadays it's the Fan Merrills and, you know, the Robin Thompsons and these people that have been around doing it, and they're always selling something to you to help you get started and get rich. That seems to be the big theme, is getting rich. So I'm going to start with this notion. When you decide that you want to get into real estate, I believe that it is critically important for you to have absolute clarity on what you are hoping to achieve with real estate. Now, absolute clarity really means, what are you willing to sacrifice in order to make this happen? Because you may decide, I want to own 10 rentals, I want to own them free and clear, and I want to then be able to live off the income from those rentals, or I want to be able to sell them, fund my kids' college, you know, go buy a house up in Alaska somewhere and live, whatever you want to do, travel on a yacht or someone else's big ship for a while. It doesn't matter. The thing is, you have to have clarity on what you're trying to accomplish. If all you want to do is bring extra income in on a yearly basis, you know, being a wholesaler or flipping retail, that's a real good place to be, because they're one and done, and then you got to go find more in order to keep your business alive. If you're trying to build wealth or increase passive income, then you obviously want to get into income-producing properties. Usually the best place to start is in rentals to the residential world. But my point here is that you have to have clarity on what you want to accomplish. And I can say this with almost absolute certainty. There's always going to be an exception or two, but with absolute certainty, if your only goal is to make a lot of money, you are starting out with a plan that will allow you to fail big time. Because I can guarantee you, at some price point, you're not going to get out of bed every morning to do what you need to do to be a successful real estate investor. The money is absolutely critical, and you can make more money in some cases with very few hours put in. You can make more money than a lot of people make in an entire year as their income. It's possible in real estate. You can also create a ton of wealth, okay? But if you're just doing it just for the money, there will be a point in time where there may not be enough money in the deal, or you haven't had a decent payday in quite a while, and that happens, and you're going to say, I'm done, okay? This isn't for me. I don't want to get involved with it anymore. Why did I ever get into it? All I've done is just wasted money. I've lost money, et cetera. Well, I'm going to maintain that a high percentage of the time when a person gets into that particular scenario, gets into that complex set of emotions and feelings and, you know, maybe bringing some baggage with them, it's because they don't want what they thought they wanted bad enough. And that is why you have to have absolute clarity, so much clarity that you are willing to make certain sacrifices to make it work. Regardless of what the gurus tell you, real estate is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Now, that doesn't mean, like I mentioned, that you can't make scads of money, that you can't increase your wealth a whole lot. By the way, wealth building is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's buying a property, getting it so it'll produce income, then managing it so it will continue to produce that income, and over time, it should increase in value, particularly if you've managed it or you've managed the people who are managing it for you. So, number one, you have to clearly define why you think real estate is going to be it for you. Put it on paper. Put it on a wall. Put up a vision board. Doesn't matter how you do it. Do it. Next, you got to have some goals. You know, the way I set goals is I do them internally. Yeah, everybody says I need to have them written down, et cetera, et cetera. I guess I'm just weird in that way because once my goals are internalized, they're locked in. And it's just like a heat-seeking radar or however they do that, a heat-seeking missile. I focus on the goal, and as I have been known to be pretty ruthless in accomplishing that goal once I have internalized it. The challenge when doing it that way, of course, is no one else knows what the hell my goal is. So sometimes it's very useful to socialize your goals so that others can be enrolled in what you're doing, at least give you tacit support, if not absolute complicit, and real support on a daily basis. If they know what you're trying to do and you are earnest in actually accomplishing it, you would be amazed at how many people are going to step up and provide you with assistance, whatever that looks like. So you have to have a set of goals. They should be out at least 5 years, maybe 10 years. Obviously, the goal that looks like for this month or this year, isn't going to be as elaborate. Maybe you want to do 3 flips. Maybe you want to pick up 4 more rental units. Maybe you want to get the 2 you've got. You want to get one of them paid off this year in terms of rentals. Doesn't matter what the goal is. What is important is that you have that goal. All right, boy, I am going to be continuing this particular podcast next week because I still have a whole lot to do. But I'm going to focus on this next item because I think this is the one that you can do after you've got some clarity in the goals. You can do from your home, and it will allow you to learn a lot. Before I got started in real estate, I spent a year and a half studying real estate and different real estate forms before I ever got actively involved in real estate. I knew the analysis process, how to send out postcards, how to talk to banks, the whole nine yards before I ever bought my first property. How did I do that? I did it by an online form called CRE Online, and it was great for what it was back in the day. It's still in existence today. It's a great place for anybody starting out, but I think there's even a better place. And this is one where I have written over 100 articles for back in the day, and it's called Bigger Pockets. By far, they are the premier real estate forum in the nation, and maybe even internationally. Josh Dorkin has done a wonderful job of building Bigger Pockets. They've got the guest writers who are putting out 3 or 4 or 5 articles every single day. They have a forum that is segmented into every imaginable aspect of real estate investing. And you need to go online and start participating in these forums, whether you're looking at rentals specifically or wholesaling or talking to hard money lenders or private lenders or learning to be a landlord. It doesn't matter. They've got a form up there on Bigger Pockets to help you. By the way, CREI has much of the same stuff. I just think Bigger Pockets has a much more active community, and there are most of the individuals up there are really out to help you as an investor. And so you as a new investor need to spend some time learning so that you can understand the terminology, so that you can have a grasp of, what is a repair estimate and what, how do they estimate roofs? Is it by the square? Is it by, the cubic yard or whatever? I can tell you it's by the square. But you need to know that stuff. You need to know, what a comp is. You need to know what days on market are and what it means to you when you're evaluating a property. These are all things that you can learn by hanging out on these two sites. And don't be afraid to post. Don't be afraid to engage because you will get responses to almost every question you can ask. So I'm going to continue this discussion further next week on how to become a successful beginning real estate investor. But in the meantime, I encourage you to get clear, set some goals, Bigger Pockets, CRE Online, And with that, I'll catch you next week at 11 p.m. This is Peter Gardini. I'm out of here.